When George Clausen dug up his brother Moroni's body a week after it had been buried in a Salt Lake cemetery, he made the startling discovery that Moroni's clothes had been stolen. Law enforcement officers immediately suspected a local gravedigger named Jean-Baptiste. When the police showed up at Baptiste's home, they found a neat stack of stolen burial clothes. In all, the gravedigger was thought to have robbed at least 300 graves. Baptiste was immediately arrested and thrown into jail, but had to be moved when threats of a lynching started to surface. The alleged grave robber was exiled to Fremont Island in the middle of the Great Salt Lake, where authorities imagined the unpopular prisoner would be safe. But when a group of cattlemen arrived on the island 3 weeks later, they found no sign of him, other than a dead cow whose hide had been tanned and some wood torn off a shed. Putting two and two together, legal authorities believed Baptiste had taken the wood and cobbled together a makeshift raft to try and escape off the island. In the end, the grave robber was never found, though some people speculate that he made it to the mouth of the Jordan River, where he died of drowning. Content for this episode of the Beehive Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society and the Utah Statehood Centennial Commission. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other Beehive Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org.